Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Going into hour number three. Adam, we're planning a party.
That's right. So sometime later, you don't plan where you eat. You guys are in there like op center, which is just another room in the bunker that they hang out in. It's got a big like holographic projector table. And then on the walls, there's a bunch of like surveillance footage and like photos and stuff of what looks like a closed dig site. So you can see in the photos as you like kind of look around, there are it looks like an area out kind of in the foothills that's been cleared. There's like trees kind of like cut down all around it to give it space. There's several concrete like pylons basically with like an energy fence around them. There's two ways in. There's like a, you can see like road A and road B, and they've gone and like drawn on the printouts with like grease pencils. So it's like tower A with like a big red line. So there's two ways in between the fence. And then inside you can see a combination of like, tents to cover the actual dig sites. And then some like makeshift sort of military looking buildings and a handful of like covered trucks, that look like they're sitting by one of the gates. And Rajani is showing you basically all of this in kind of hologram form and like doing the Minority Report thing and like turning it around and showing you details of stuff. But she tells you, you know, like this is all information they've gathered over the last month or so on the dig site. And they have some information about the schedules, but things like change pretty quickly. She also lets you know that there was someone here from off-world recently. Like, they had a visitor, but they hadn't been able to track where they were from. And she shows you a picture. There's a kind of indistinct-looking, like, white guy in sunglasses with, like, a winter coat on, holding a briefcase. And she points, she's like, this is the guy. We saw him come in, and he's ostensibly still there. But he's the wild card. We don't know anything about him. I don't think he's native, and certainly not part of the archaeology team.
None of us recognize him?
No.
Can I do a perception check to see if I recognize perhaps another trained killer type of thing?
Sure. Yeah, you can make a perception check.
Okay. I have zero in perception, so...
Okay.
2d6. Solid 5. Okay. Fantastic.
No, you don't recognize him. But I mean, you can tell by looking at him, like he doesn't look like a mercenary or anything. Like he's not visibly armed. He doesn't have any scars. He doesn't look that tough. Yeah, but he looks like a VIP, like the people that are, like he's got an escort in the pictures you can see, like armed escort. And he seems to be being treated like with deference, like in the photos you can see, like people, their body language, seems to indicate he's important.
I guess as I'm looking at all this, I ask Miss Van Dorn and say, how many, you know, we've got us, how many resources do you guys have? Is it just four people? Do you have any vehicles? Do you got a tank? Do you have a nuclear bomb we can threaten them with? I mean, how easy is this going to be?
She says, no, we have false identities. We have security clearance. Myself, Gregory, and Victoria. We have another agent in this city, but they're providing us with intelligence, not part of the strike team.
You said this was a schematic, right, Adam?
What's that?
We were looking at a schematic of the...
Well, you're looking at, like drone footage, basically. Like, a series of photographs and stuff reconstructed into a 3D model on, like, the hologram table. You can, like, turn around and zoom in on stuff.
Prosper is thinking tactically.
Okay.
Oh,
what kind of tactical thinking are you applying to this?
Well, if we've got this unknown target, I mean, like, do we know anything about his movements, his, you know, positions within this base, his frequent visiting, you know, locations or anything like that? And then from there, are there any sort of high vantage points at a distance that have clear lines of sight to where he would be? So Prosper looks at this and thinks a hard.
Look at it tactically. All right.
Approximately about an 11 worth.
Oh,
very tactical. Yeah, I mean, it's not. It looks like it's defended from people coming in and out that are unauthorized, not from like surgical sniper attacks from the mountains nearby. Like, it's in hilly terrain, so you could find somewhere to, depending on how strong your sniper rifle is and how strongly you can avoid the like difficulty of firing a bullet at a very great distance. But yes, you could get a good high vantage point nearby.
Let me look at the capabilities of my laser rifle. Its range is 300/500, so
yeah, it's 500. It's meters. Not great, but
not real distances. But
I mean, like laser dissipates over distance more than like a slug fired from a railgun or whatever.
But, so you know.
If you could get into one of those towers, you'd have a perfect vantage over just about everything inside the base that wasn't covered by a tent.
Is there a clear line of sight to one of the towers from the mountains?
Not within 500 meters, no.
Dang.
Here, why don't we use this tool that we have available to us? I'll switch you guys over to the scratch pad, and then we'll draw a terrible drawing of what you might be looking at.
Yes, terrible GM drawings.
Hope everybody's ready for terrible GM drawing. Okay. It's arts and crafts time with Adam. So here is a tower. And here is another tower. And this is the like electro fence thing. And then here's the other side of the fence. And there's little like concrete pylons kind of around that generate the fence. Like so. And then there are roads that go
ROADS. In.
So there's like a little gate here in the fence and one here, and it continues through there. And then inside there are several buildings. So there's like a big tent here and another big tent over here. And this looks like a cool mustache on a guy's face now. And there's a concrete building here, which Rujani tells you is like the vehicle pool. There's another concrete building here, which is the security facility. And then right next to it is like a drone hangar. And then one more like tent there. No, it's not 499 meters.
Yeah, I see these hills right here that are just 499 meters away.
Well, you exploded. Sorry.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so this is what the dig site looks like. I'd say it's maybe like 2K from one end to the other. So if someone were standing kind of in the middle, you wouldn't be able to get a good shot at them from the towers. But anyone kind of in the perimeter zone, you'd be able to get a bead on. Plus also visibility, right? If you can get up in the tower, you can see better. But Rajani tells you that, like, what you're looking for, and so she like kind of swipes this away and brings up something else, and it's just like a storage crate, like a sealed storage crate, with a like an LED like computer screen panel on one side, and spray painted on it is the letters KX001-M. She's like, this is the crate. This is what we need to get. It's likely to be in one of the dig tents. It stores something that they dug up at this site. And we need to get it before it leaves this base for wherever it's going. We don't know when that will be, but according to our latest surveillance, it's still there.
I have a question. Is this more of a smash and grab or a talk and walk? Like, what? I feel like we could just get out of here without... You said you have fake stuff?
She nods.
Why don't we just get in there, I'll use my silver tongue, and then we'll just get out. We don't even need a crew.
If we can do it that way, then I would prefer to, but... We should have a contingency in place in case the...
Well, we have Mr. S.
She nods.
He's always been our contingency in the past, and I don't have any reason to doubt him now. So she got 25 grenades. We can blow it fucking up. I don't give a shit.
She looks to you, Mr. Sicarian, like, would you like to have some input?
I prefer that we do this nonviolently, of course, as they... There's no reason necessarily to kill them, but... We do need the resources, and this is the job, so we are willing to do it, of course. So I agree with Mr. Higgins.
I think that's a good plan. If we can talk our way in and get what we need and leave, all the better. No weapons drawn, no blood shed, but it may not go that way. And if it doesn't, then, and she looks to Prosper, like, then we should have a plan in place.
Well... I mean, we've never actually seen him shoot, so...
How many security individuals are we talking about here?
She says our last count, a dozen.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine. Let's just try to talk our way in, and if not, then we'll have to do it violently. We're outside of the... what do they call it?
Pacified
the government
zone.
The pacified zone, so I don't anticipate reinforcements of any kind, correct?
She shakes her head. No, it would take several days to get here from the nearest city.
And the However, police do not monitor this as well, right?
She nods. It's a military operation. They have several drones as well for surveillance, but I believe some of them are armed. Something to be aware of.
Do they got any vehicles?
I look at Piani and I say, Piani, I think you should begin to work on the idea of perhaps taking control of those drones, or at least disabling them. That seems to be up your avenue.
Give it a shot. I mean, I assume that I would have to actually access something within within like the compound to do that. Yeah. But yeah. I could make that a priority when we get it.
Then let's enter. Yeah. Piani, you will be the wife of perhaps Mr. Higgins, who is a some kind of famous collector who has an item that he's procuring from here, correct?
Yep.
I'll be your security, and anybody else can just be staff.
Okay. Piana, can I talk with you privately real quick?
Of course.
Great. I think I see some money over there on the ground. Let's go collect it. And I just, like, walk over to a random spot in the room, and I'm just, like, beckoning you over.
And I go.
You know, Piana, why don't we just have Pyatt fucking go in there and cause some shit? I mean, they got computers. He could probably just get in there and take over some of those drones, and then he could take those drones and shoot some people with them, and then we could walk in and walk out.
Well, perhaps Pi can help us with the hacking of the drones, but I think releasing him into a foreign environment, someone else's computer system, is a fucking bad idea. However, perhaps he can help me take control of them.
Take control of? Oh, you mean
of the drones?
Oh yeah, no, I mean, why don't we also just have him fly the fucking ship, and if we need to, he could just shoot the guns. I mean, he knows enough about life and death. You've taught him pretty well. He hates me, but I mean, who doesn't?
I think we can. I think we're gonna have Pi on a backup. I don't know if it fits well with our plan to just have a fucking unidentified ship fly over with its guns blazing, but.
No, I'm saying plan C. Plan A is what Mr. S just said, solid plan. Plan B, which is probably just not going to work at all, is we have Smuggler over there, or Mr. Smug, whatever the name I'm thinking of today.
He's the off Smuggler. In
the Smuggler. He's off in some hill with a sniper rifle. He's probably going to miss whatever he shoots. And then we just have plan C where Pi comes in and kills everyone.
We'll put it in our back pockets.
All right, plan C. We'll keep it between me and you.
Okay.
All right. And if we need to do that, the code word is let's have a pizza party.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Great. I turn around and walk up to the rest of the group. I'm like, great. I think we'll go tomorrow. Mr. S, that's a solid plan. I assume you're going to be suited up?
Of course.
Okay. I'll darn some garments that make me look professional. I've got one of those mini tuxes on the shirt. It's very fitting. And, Piani, don't be a piece of shit tomorrow, and we'll look good. Let's just walk off.
So Rajani says to you, Mr. Sakarian, she's like, maybe you can run down the plan for me.
Absolutely. And do I say it, or do you want me to...
Well, so she wants to know, like, what are you going to tell them when you get to the door? Like, who's going? She's pretty much, like, turned that part over to you, so.
Plan A is we assume alternate identities through the identification that you have procured for us. We go in. Mr. Higgins will play the role of some form of a collector or a person that has purchased the objective. I will go as security. Piani is the wife and everybody else is staff. We'll talk our way through it. We'll get the objects and leave. Plan B is when plan A falls apart, we kill everybody that stands in our way. And we get out of there as soon as possible.
And if the commander of the facility asks Higgs what's in the crate, what will we say?
I don't know. He's the one with the silver tongue, but something along the lines of precious stones, you know, an artifact indigenous to his culture, that kind of a thing?
You'll forgive me, Mr. Sicarian, for not entrusting my life and the success of this mission merely to Higgins' ability to talk his way out of a problem.
I understand that you've... He doesn't give the greatest first impressions, second, third, or probably fourth, but I can tell you that I've been employed by him for a while now and been by his side, and while he is a bit of a silly fellow, we are still here. I do trust him to get out of there, and I don't trust many people at all.
Then I will trust you, and you trust him, and hopefully we can get out of this and make some money.
That's the goal.
We have a vehicle. Though if we are pretending to be entourage of some rich collector, it may not be appropriate.
We're from off-world. We're slumming it, as it were.
I understand. I think that will work.
In fact, it adds more charm to the story. It's more believable if we do not have every detail, you know, fully flushed out and seeming correct.
I'll have Victoria prepare the truck then. And you wish to go in the morning?
Let's get this done right away, yes.
Very well. Would you like me to show you to the comms room? You have a call to make, I believe. Something about your cargo?
Yes, please.
Very well. Follow me.
I follow her.
So she takes you to where the communications equipment is. What's everybody else doing, meanwhile?
I suppose that Piani would use comms to at least communicate with Pi that, yeah, you know, what we're about to do, and that I may need his assistance in drone hacking.
Okay. Pi tells you that the ship's system has had 16 separate attempts to access it. Unsuccessfully in the last, like, since you arrived on the planet.
I type to Pi, like, who's trying to access it?
I don't know.
Is it coming from on-world or off-world?
On-world.
Can you trace the ping?
No. You might be able to, but I can't.
Fuck. Okay. I let everyone know that, because based off of the troubles that we had actually arriving on the ship, that at least that we need to continue to move with some urgency, because they may still be trying to find us from the exchange we had earlier.
Okay. Mm. So while, Prosper, Higgs.
Yeah. Prosper is actually, I'm looking over that, 3D schematic again, mm-hmm. since clearly my weapons range is not enough for me to be effective from outside the compound. And since we're planning on this infiltration sort of deal, mm-hmm. I'm looking to see if there are any sort of convenient points at which I could sneak away sort of relatively unnoticed and maybe get up into one of the towers.
Maybe. Yeah, it depends on how the surveillance is in there, but yeah, if you were looking for an opportunity to sneak away, you could probably...
Is the surveillance in there run by drones, or is there... do we know if there are cameras and stuff?
There's probably cameras, like, outward-facing cameras on the towers, but mm-hmm. nothing inside. They probably rely on drones for perimeter security.
Okay. So, I guess I go to Piani and I share with her my concerns about security inside, and you know, whether or not it would be possible to rig some sort of, you know, like just some sort of worm that would like disrupt video feeds for like 60 seconds. So potentially at some point we could trigger that. I could stealth off and get to a vantage point while the rest of you guys move.
I think what we already established, like, to get access to anything within the compound, I'd have to actually be on the compound. I'm afraid that maybe even walking up to the wall, it could alert them almost immediately that we're there. So we could take the risk, but there's definitely risks.
I understand. Thank you, Piani.
Cool. Okay. So, Mr. Skarian, you have a comms line from Heather that you can use to get in touch with the buyer. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't necessarily have to play it out, but they like try to like haggle you down because you were like you're late, and they don't know you. They're like, "Where's Heather?" and all this. And do you want to make a business roll to see how much you can get out of these guys? Okay, all right.
Double.
So they'll he's gonna send the guy you talked to is gonna send somebody. He's gonna send someone to come out and like get the material, and they'll give you 20,000 credits for it.
This is five to everyone, I guess, right?
Yeah, or into the ship fund, or however you guys want to handle that. But we can, yeah, we can consider that one marked off. And as a result, everybody gets some experience.
Let's just do five to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to take that for yourselves? Okay, cool.
5K to everyone?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, because then you can split the big one and use that for ship stuff.
Yep.
So let's see how much that was worth as a quest. There we go. Cool. Okay, so everybody gets 750 experience for that.
Oh my god, I level up.
Yes. Congratulations.
So our total XP is now, what was it, 700 and what?
It's different for everybody, but you get 750 for that particular job.
Oh, Prospera levels up also.
Hooray! Welcome to level 2, Prospera.
Yay.
You guys want to roll your hit points?
Sure.
Before we enter the level up tomorrow, now? I think so.
Yeah, probably a good one.
You guys
one.
Probably should.
Now I'll roll them next session.
Okay, Prospera, don't get less than an 8. Oh, nice. That's sick.
Wow.
Yeah. Really good.
Nice, Victor Revenge.
So, do I roll plus 4 because I'm level 4?
And you have a plus 1 to your constitution modifier? Yeah.
Okay, so I have currently...
Level 4?
Yeah.
Experts level fast.
God.
So it's 46
plus 4, yeah. And I have 12 HP right now. Yeah. Roll well. 23! Holy shit!
Holy
damn, dude.
Nice.
What the fuck?
You're not beating that for like 4 levels, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be 23 hit points for a long time.
Holy fuck!
That's so 10 more than me.
That's so fucking hard.
Okay. Yeah, what's your armor class, Higgs?
4.
Yeah.
Because I have the body combat field armor. Yeah. So I think that's 4.
You don't have a metal plate anymore.
Yeah, I don't have a metal plate underneath my jacket.
Your washboard.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So you guys will get some points. You can spend them on your skills later.
How many points do you get per level up?
Depends on your class.
Oh, okay, right.
Experts get...
Says in the corner.
Oh, okay. 3. Gotcha.
Yeah. Experts get 3. Cool. There you go. Cool. Okay. So Sakarian, you deal with the parts. They're gone now, essentially. Somebody comes to pick them up overnight. And you guys are given like rooms to sleep in here, or you can sleep on the ship, whichever you prefer. And the next day, at like what? Are you gonna go like right at dawn, or are you gonna wait a little while?
First thing in the morning, I would assume.
Yeah.
Get up, get going.
Okay. Cool. All right. So yeah, there's a truck waiting for you there, like a cargo truck, and some of you, I guess, will sit in the back. Who's gonna drive it?
I
have a vehicle. I should drive it.
Okay,
you got a vehicle?
I do not have any.
Oh, I have vehicle space, but nothing about like vehicle land. But I could drive, and that could be my cover.
Hold on, there's some discrepancy. I might not get
the
plus
French
one bonus.
You're the French butler. You're the driver, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll drive. I'm assuming I don't need driving in order to, like, just...
No, to basically... If you can pilot a spaceship, you're probably okay getting a truck into and out of, like, a camp.
If you can drive a ship, you can drive a dodgeball. Wait. Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're going to drive, and then who's going to be doing... Are you also going to be doing the talking to the, like, guard at the front door, or somebody else going to be in charge of that?
I can take it.
Okay. So Rajani has handed out like ID badges to everybody. They're just like plastic like RFID tag badges that you can like wear on like lanyards wear on your neck. And she says that they're transit badges. They're not tied to any particular organization, but they should be enough to get you access to the base. If not, and then she looks at Sakari and she's like, plan B, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm in my just shiny black assault armor.
Okay.
Visor down for the talking. Yeah,
helmet on.
Okay. Blast projector, monoblade, pistols, and various compartments, that kind of stuff.
Okay. I guess like earlier in the morning or something, I woke up and I'm just wearing like my fucking boxer briefs or what. Actually, no, Wilbur would wear tidy whities. He would go like straight up ridiculousness. And I go and find Miss Van Dorn's room.
Okay.
And I'm just like knocking furiously, super early in the morning.
Okay. I think that out of like the door across the hall, like that door opens, and Greg like sticks his head out because he like hears all the noise. And yeah. He's like, she's already up.
And he, like, Greg, no, that's fine. She probably won't have it anyways. Do you have like a nice black jacket or something I can wear? I left all my good clothes on the Swan Song, and if I'm supposed to be some rich snobby guy, I'm supposed to look pretty good, and I don't have. I mean, I look good, but I need to look good, if you know what I'm saying.
He shakes his head. He's like, I don't know. Let me look. Do you want to make a luck save there, Higgs?
Okay.
Let's see if he's got anything decent.
So a luck save is based off a d20, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just d20, no modifier.
7, no, I missed it.
No, he doesn't. He's just got, like, utilitarian stuff. And he goes through his closet and he's like, sorry, Higgs.
Well, I'll just have to do with my tongue. Just go back to my room.
Okay. All right, so y'all load up in the truck and head off for the little base. And when you get kind of within, like, when you get within visual range, like you're coming down like kind of a dirt road, you can see it. You can see it at first what look like a couple of birds like flying overhead. But as you get closer, you can tell it's like it's drones. They're just flying in like a surveillance pattern. And as you get within about a kilometer, one of them breaks off from the pattern and kind of like swoops down towards you. And it makes a pass over the truck, and you can see the little like the glittering of the like laser scanner thing that it has. So it scans the plates, and then the truck scans the back plates, and then takes off again.
Okay.
So who's in the car? It's Mr. S, Piani, me, and who?
Prosper.
Oh, you're not. You're not up on a hill somewhere.
No, he's driving. He's driving.
He's the driver. Driver. Okay. He's the chauffeur.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chauffeur.
But you're on comms with, like, Rajani didn't come with you, but you guys have her on your like comm thing, so you can talk to her from the mission.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you start to drive up towards the tower. So it's a big gray concrete tower. Open on top, you can see that there's three people up top. One of them has binoculars and is like watching you as you come up. You can definitely see the outline of both like a rifle. One of the guys has a long barrel rifle, and there seems to be like a mounted gun on the like banister attached there too.
Sure.
Yeah. So they you pull up and they're all watching you, and there's a big like metal barricade. And somebody in a like a white like military jumpsuit, the same uniforms that you saw all over the place on Andoni before, he starts coming up to you. And this guy's got kind of like Mr. Sakarian's like battle armor, but it's all like spray painted in white, and the helmet is like a chrome, so you just see like a reflection, a weird distorted reflection of the car and of yourself as you like roll the window down. And then the guard, her voice comes on over her like little shoulder mounted speaker, and she puts her hand out and she's like, identification.
I hand her over, I guess, my identification.
Okay. All right. So she inclines her head slightly towards Prosper and is like, turn off the vehicle, please, sir.
I just, like, look at her with the coldest, Frenchest sneer possible. And, like, I pick up my hand and I put it on the keys and I say, way. And I turn it off. And then I just look straight forwards, hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah, the entire time I have not even acknowledged. I'm just looking straight forward as well. I don't acknowledge her. And it's not out of, like, being scared. It's just out of smugness.
Okay. So she has a like a scanner built into her like computer. So she scans the ID, and then you can see her, like, you can tell she's looking at something on the inside of her helmet. Then she kind of like leans in and is like, I'm gonna need to see identification for the rest of you.
Yeah, I just kind of like, I slowly turn my head and I look at Piani. And you just see my hand motion, like, go, and I just point.
I mean, they just want our, they just want the RFID things. That
yeah,
we,
they just want your, yeah, your ID tags.
All right. I mean, to not look suspicious, so just, okay, whatever they do, scan it or whatever.
I hand her Perry Bowe's ID.
So she takes the lanyards and is like, wait here. And walks back over to the first sort of floor of the tower, and she goes in through a door there, and y'all are just like sitting outside.
I sort of mouth through the side of my mouth and say, "Piani, can you access the drones?"
So actually,
maybe
at this
worth
point,
an attempt.
Aren't we close enough that I could find out if they like have a comm server like to cover their base?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could try.
Okay,
because the drones are controlled wirelessly, so.
So you
notice, I think like Higgs or Sikarian, whoever is like closest to Prosper, you notice like when he turns to talk to Piani, there's like a little red dot on his chest.
I don't say anything.
Yeah. Mr. S is in the front right seat.
Yeah.
Well, depending on, I don't know where the driver's seat at. I'm in the back with Piani.
Sure.
So Mr. S.
I kind of quietly like, do we want to do it now?
No. Let's, again, plan A. Let's get in there peacefully, and if we can, you're going to make your way to a comm station to take control of those drones. But for right now, we're doing this peacefully. By the way, Mr. Prosper, you have something on your chest.
A little poutine.
It's only a spot of breakfast. And I say, Piana, I was only thinking if you... made an attempt, but no, you're right, Sikari, and I think the original plan is a good one.
Okay.
The good news is that I'm ready to fire. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so I'll let whoever's got the highest or whoever's got the best luck save can make one.
Mine's a 14.
It's probably JP.
Where did you say luck again? Oh.
Top right.
Mine's also 14.
Mine's a 13.
Oh, so Jeff should do it.
Okay.
You want lower than that, right?
You want 13, no, 13 or better.
Higher.
On a d20, yeah.
Is that me? Am I doing it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Flat d20.
Yeah. Can anyone take a luck save to give me their luck?
No. So that's the other question. If you want someone else, I mean, the only...
Could I re-roll it?
Only Piani can re-roll.
Oh.
You can't. But Piani can't because Piani needs to recharge that power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's up to Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Go ahead and...
Hip!
Oh, okay. Fuck.
All right, so the guard comes back.
Rolls today.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Aside from that hit point roll, everybody's rolling kind of so-so. So she comes back, and there's another guy. There's a guy with her. He's not dressed in like armor. He looks like he's an officer. He's got like a little like cap, like a baseball cap with like he's got a mic on. And he's got a like an MP5, like a short range like SMG, but it's like slung under his arm. And he walks up, and he's like looking at a tablet, and he like looks at the vehicle, looks at everybody, kind of like does a walk around while she stands at the front of the vehicle holding her like assault rifle.
What's the gate, by the way? The gate situation, like the door.
So it's like a metal, like a big metal, like sliding gate.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so there's like the tower on one side, the sliding gate that retracts into the tower behind where they are, and then another like concrete post where the gate stops. So it's like blocking the road right now. So he takes like a long walk around and then comes up on the driver's side. And without making eye contact with anybody, he says, Mr. Almasari, could you step out of the car, please?
I kind of like look around slowly and I'm like, which one is that? Do we know?
Who? No.
Mr. Who?
Yes, we would have known.
Almasari. No, so the only thing that these passes aren't tied necessarily to specific people. They're just like you're allowed here or not.
So I kind of look, I assess the situation that nobody's quite sure who that is. So
I don't move, yeah.
I hit a button on my suit and my visor goes up, and then I open the door, okay, and I put one foot in front of the other and step out.
Okay. All right, so he looks at you, and he walks over, and he like kind of like looks you up and down, and he's like, "You're responsible for security."
That is correct.
He nods. And what is your purpose here? These documents, and he like kind of like gives them all back to you, like puts them all in your hands. He's like, "These documents, they don't tell me anything. You have access, but it doesn't say who you are or why you're here. I have to keep this place safe, and you're a danger to this. So
he's
please,
nodding.
Explain to me what it is that you're doing here."
I was... So he kind of coughs for a second. He goes, "You know, I was hoping it wouldn't come to that, but the agency that we ran through to get on this darn planet is so cotton-picking... anti-alien and just very not friendly to foreigners that, as you can see, my associate, the man that employs me, is traveling in a very much so beneath his pay grade vehicle. We're here on what I guess is pretty unspecified information, and all we want to do is collect the object that we paid handsomely for. So I don't have a great answer for you, and I apologize that this is causing you problems, because it's causing us problems. Believe me, you. The headache I've had." And he kind of like looks up and like, "The headache that I..."
Okay, make a persuade check.
Oh,
I can't sneer incredibly hard.
Incroyable.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay. All right. So he kind of like scowls, and he's like... And like maybe mutters like, "Off-worlders." He's like, "You haven't been to Andoni before, have you?"
"You know, we haven't, but we read up on this place, and so far, it's living to its reputation."
He says, "We don't like foreigners, especially rich foreigners who think that they can come here and throw their money around. I don't like foreigners. But your documents check out, so I suppose
I don't blame
we're welcome.
You. And we'll
now.
Do what we can to get off here as fast as possible." And then I lean in closely and I say, "I hate rich bastards too. If you look at him, he's a jackass."
So you say that, and then we see Higgs, you're just like sitting there in the front seat, and like you see them, and they're both scowling at you.
Yep. I don't wave or anything though. I just turn my head the opposite direction.
You don't even finger gun them, dude.
Nope. Like... Nope. I just look the opposite direction.
Such willpower. Okay, so he gives like a nod to the tower, and somebody inside like opens the gate, he walks over to the window, and he says to you, he's like Prosper, he's like, "You can come in, but I'm gonna have to chaperone you." So
completely understandable. Look,
drive slow.
I got a question for you though.
Merci.
The little pretty one with the mouth on her, hope you don't find that out. She has to check her space book. She's got an important message. Can she be brought to a communication terminal, please?
He kind of squints at you and shakes his head. He's like, "No, this is a military facility. We don't just allow anyone to access our terminal. She can wait."
So I'm in the inside of the car now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk back to the car and get in, or you can just walk with them, because, I mean, he's just going to walk alongside the truck.
So I'm not back in the car.
Super slow.
I lean in and go, "Look, he would really, I know this is a military place. Look at us. You know that I know that. She honestly, she's waiting to hear back from her brother, who is deployed to Zartonian 7, and he's probably not going to make it. So if you could give us this decency, it would go a long way in helping make Andoni look like the gem, the shining jewel that it is. I know it to be.
He says, you think we care what foreigners think? And he spits on the ground. He's like, she can wait. I'm sure your hotel has a connection.
Sicarian like kind of stiffens and looks up. Again, visor up. Looks at the man and goes, and he just kind of says, I hope to see you later in the evening.
They get the itchy, itchy knife in hand. Awesome. All right. So, yeah. So what do you want to do there, Prosper? You're in charge of the vehicle. So
yeah, I'm just going to drive it. I mean, I assume that this guy is sort of leading me to where I need to be parking the vehicle.
Yeah, like this building here, the one I just circled in green, that's the like vehicle pool. So there's like a bunch of like Humvees, basically. Space Humvees. They look more sci-fi than regular ones.
I'm driving slowly forwards, and I do want to just like, rubberneck very gently to confirm my reading of the situation from the schematic. Mm-hmm. Just make sure everything looks similar to what was out there.
Yep. Yeah. Three big canvas tents that, they don't have any kind of marking on them. So like this one, and this one. Mm-hmm. Just like big, heavy canvas tents. You can see around, like nearby some of them, there's like some plastic crates that look like they have like archaeological equipment, like excavators and stuff like that. The vehicle pool is this green one here. There's the weird little drone hut that probably is just like an ingress, like ingress and egress, like port for the drones that are probably stored underground.
Yeah.
So it's like a squat little building. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a proper looking kind of like the one that's most like a building is the one I haven't marked yet, the one on the bottom corner. And that one is like three stories and has like glass windows. And that looks like the that's what Rajani said was the security facility in the command center. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. But
otherwise, it looks like you expected.
I'm just gonna drive forwards over to the vehicle pool and park.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you find a space. Like he gestures for you to park. And okay. Sure. So when you do that. Someone comes out of there's a guy that comes out of the tent, to the closest tent and comes like walking across the road. He's wearing, a coat and he's like covered in, like dust basically. And he's like pulling some goggles off as he like approaches.
Continue.
Okay. So you just wait. Okay.
Oh yeah. Shoot him. So
awesome. Shoot knives at him. Okay. He walks over and him and the guard have like a short hushed conversation just outside of like where you guys can hear them. And then the guy continues to walk over to the truck and he looks kind of like awkwardly like he doesn't know who to address. Like he's looking, he looks at Prosper and then he looks at Sicarian, looks at Higgs and like doesn't, like he looks uncomfortable.
I give the official finger thing like, yes.
Okay. So he walks over to you then, he's like, you come to pick up the crate? It's not ready. We still have to secure it. I told him I need more time.
I understand that. And boy, isn't time just like that? When you need it, you don't have it. But we were told we need to get out of here very quickly because we're not welcomed. So please do everything you can to make it ready right now.
I need 3-4 hours, maybe. It won't survive the trip if you take it now.
I look over at our escort. He's with us, right?
Yeah.
I say, may we have 3 or 4 hours before we leave?
He, like, sighs heavily, and he's like, you can stay in the truck.
Fantastic.
Do we have comms back to Regina?
Rajani, yeah.
Johnny. I blame JP. We do have comms back to Rajani.
Yes, yeah.
So if we have comms, I could actually text Rajani.
Sure, yeah.
So can I just say they're saying that the cargo is not secure and it won't make the trip?
Okay, so she says, can you wait?
Maybe, but what do they need to secure?
She just says, I don't know. I don't know what's in the crate.
I just say, not very friendly with foreigners. We'll do our best.
She says, welcome to Andoni. Yeah. Or something like, yeah, probably like, welcome to Andoni. And then she says, I thought you'd been here before. Keep me up to date.
Colon bracket. End of line.
Okay. All right. So you guys just want to, you want to tell them like, okay, go get it ready. We'll wait here.
Yeah, I don't say anything. It's up to Mr. S.
That's what I say. I say,
yeah.
Please hurry. We'll be sitting in this confangled truck the entire time because we're not welcome elsewhere.
He says, if you want to come and watch, it's safe.
I look over at the douchebag and I kind of go, I mean, he can't see my face, but I go, yeah. May we see what we purchased for a lot of money, please?
He pretends to, like, he's not really listening. Like, he's on his, like, headphones, and he looks at you, and he's just, like, waves, like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. He seems okay. Really annoyed that he has to, like, babysit you while you're here.
Sukarian kind of, his look, his visor is on him a little bit longer than what seems necessary, mm-hmm. And he goes back to the other guy and says, yes, that'll be great. We'll go with you.
Okay. All right. So, is everybody going to go with him into the tent?
I will wait here.
All right, Prosper, you have my communications link. Make sure and reach out if you need anything.
Yeah. I need the bathroom.
You say that? The guard is like, he looks at you, he's like, hold it.
I will piss on the wheel.
So you want to convince him to, like, have a soldier take you to the latrine?
No, I'm just telling him that I will pee on the wheel. Okay.
I mean, he doesn't care.
Pas problème, I will pee on the wheel.
All right. Sure. So he just shrugs. He's like, it's your truck, man. So who's going to go to the tent? Higgs, are you going?
Yeah, when I step out of the car and okay. I try to look as, like, official, I don't make eye contact with anyone, and I only go up to Mr. S and, like, stand next to him. And I don't say anything. I just stand next to him.
Okay.
And then wait for him to move.
Yeah, we go.
Okay. So, yeah, so the guy, the, like, archaeologist or whatever, starts explaining something to you as though you already know, but he's, like, filling in details. So he's, like, he starts by saying, like, it's even older than we thought. The initial carbon dating said 2, maybe 3,000 years, but he shakes his head. It's a lot older than that, and it's been here a very long time. I'm amazed that we didn't find it sooner. There seems to be some kind of instrumentation field that it's making it hard for us to get a reading. You should see the seismograph.
I stick my hand out and, like, grab his two lips and just close them shut and don't say anything else and put my hand back.
He kind of, like, looks uncomfortable. And looks at Mr. Sakani, looks at you, and then is just like, turns red and, like, goes into the tent.
It's best we discuss the details in private.
Okay, so you go into the tent. Inside, there's maybe like half a dozen other people dressed similarly to him. Some of them have dust masks on in addition to their goggles. In the middle of the tent, there's a pretty sizable, like, hole in the ground with a ladder going down into it, and there's, like, a safety kind of, like, fence around it. And then there's tables laid all around the outside of the outside perimeter of the tent with objects placed on them, and a lot of the people here are, like, brushing, like, dirt or whatever, like, chipping away rock from the objects. It looks like a paleontology site, almost.
Who else is in the room? How many other people?
There's, like, six, like... Okay. Workers or whatever. There's the guy that brought you in here, and then there's I guess Piani, did you go? It's Piani and
Higson. I did go, yes.
Okay, so it was the three of you, Piani and Higgs and Mr. S.
Okay, I turn to Mr. S and whisper into his ear, like, cover my mouth.
Whisper into his helmet?
Yeah, well, I guess whatever I can do to seem like I'm only speaking to him, but it's not because I'm sharing, like, a secret. It's just because that's the only person I talk to. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
And I just say, like, we need the room alone.
I go,
okay, the lead.
Mr. Hunter S. Thompson would like the room cleared for himself, please.
The guy turns to you, Higgs, and is like, Mr. Thompson, I just can't allow that.
I just snap at him three times until he shuts up.
He stops.
Yeah, and I just point and say, like,
so he turns back to Mr. S. He's like, I can't. If you want this work done quickly, I can't have my team leave, and I don't know what you want me to do.
I look over at Higgs.
And I just kind of like, I guess I stare up at the sky.
It'll just be for a few moments. It's best that you accommodate him, please.
It's very unorthodox. Make a persuade check. Get rid of this guy.
Can I help him?
You can definitely help.
Okay. That's the help. 8.
Okay.
I think. Oh, no, it's an 11. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So, you get an extra +1, Mr. S.
God damn. Excellent.
Okay. He says, I can send the rest of my team out. I can't leave this equipment and the artifacts. I can't leave them alone. I'm sorry.
I just, instead of like staring up the sky, I'm staring down at the ground. I have my hands in my pockets too, and I just like walk away from the group back towards the entrance slowly.
Okay.
And I guess I'm just waiting.
Mr. S, what do you want to tell this guy? Like, it's okay, or?
Yep, it's fine.
Okay, all right. So he goes over to his team and gets them to all stop doing what they're doing. And he's like, "We have to get the specimen ready. Like, it's time to go. I know we thought we had more time, everybody, and I'm really sorry. I know you're all working on, very important projects, but we'll get this out of the way and we can all return back to our work. Again, very sorry. And so they, there's a bit of like grumbling, and he has to kind of like convince them a little bit more, but." Eventually, they all go over to one side of the tent, and there's a large black crate there. It's open right now, but you recognize it from what Rajani showed you before. It's got the like KX-001M like on the side. So, do you want to do anything, Piani? Are you gonna like just look around? You
guys are there any women around?
Okay. It's pretty evenly mixed.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if we were dealing with maybe, a bunch of men who have been secluded. I might be able to.
Should we take a break here, by the way?
Piani charm, but
yeah, we're getting close to it.
I'm just kind of like waiting back for an opportunity, I think.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I mean, they're gonna just take their time getting the thing that you came for, and so I'll describe like what happens over that time if you guys are around watching. Outside Prosper, like nobody like comes to harass you or anything while you're in the truck. So unless you get out and like cause trouble, you're left pretty much alone.
Is there like a guard standing nearby?
Yeah, there's always somebody near you.
I definitely get out and I just like look incredibly snootily at him.
It's the woman from before.
At her.
Yeah.
And I just pee on the wheel of the car.
She says something like disgusting foreigners. Piss on your own planet. And but she stays and like guards you. She's disgusted, but it's the kind of like she expected you to be gross because you're not from here.
Yeah.
So inside, they don't make any effort to hide what they're doing because they assume that you know what's going on already. So, someone brings out, they wheel out from down below, like they bring up a coolant sealed, like metal cylinder, and they put on like heavy gloves and they open the cylinder and there's like, you know, dry ice fog coming out of it. And very like nervously, the guy that's been like showing you around, like he puts his goggles back on and gingerly like reaches into the cylinder. And you can hear like a wet kind of like gelatinous sound as they like pull something up out of the cylinder. It's about, I don't know, like about beach ball sized, generally spherical. It seems to be made out of metal. It's black. There's, you can see some lights through the thick layer of like mucus or goo or something that's around it. So it's like blinking slightly with like blue lights underneath and dangling from the bottom as they pull it up. It's a bit like a brain getting scooped out of someone's head. There's like little bits hanging down like cords or whatever. And, so they pick that up and they like very carefully move it over to the crate and like lower it into the crate and put the lid on and then start running a bunch of like diagnostics on it and like preparing the crate for transit. And they're like having short conversations with each other. Does anybody have any like tech skills?
I do have. What do I have? I have tech medical, tech post tech, and sci tech.
Okay. Well, you can tell it's definitely not post tech. Like, not that. It's also not sci-tech. Like, you don't see any of the traditional, like, there's no place for a human psychic to interface with it. And most sci-tech gives off some kind of, like really old sci-tech you'd be able to interface with directly, like, psychically, but you're not picking that up.
Okay.
Higgs and Mr. S, you guys don't have...
No, not at all.
A tech? Okay.
Like, what are we thinking this is, then, if we don't have any of that?
It just looks like a big weird like machine, right? Like you just get what I described, like a big black sphere with some weird lights and some cables, and it's like contained in a big like gooey blob.
Okay.
It's weird. Sure. Doesn't look like any technology you've ever seen.
And how many people are working on it?
Like a half dozen.
Okay. Yeah, we just wait.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, let's take the break here, and we'll pick up after, and we'll see if you guys can get out of here with this thing.
All right, sounds good. We'll take our final break. We'll be right back with the final portion of week 12 of Roleplay Swan Song. We'll see you guys then.